Next to Florida, home of the hanging chad and butterfly ballot 4 years ago, NPR's Ari Shapiro is in Miami at the Jordan Grove Missionary Baptist Church. Ari, what's the scene at that polling station?
Things have been going pretty smoothly at the polling station here today. There are mostly black voters who come out saying that things went smoothly. They were happy with the voting process. They didn't have any major troubles. And most of the people here are saying they're really proud to have been part of the election this year. Everyone here thinks of it as a very, very important election. And because it was so close in 2000, they know that their vote really could make the difference this year.
There have been long lines reported throughout the country. Are we seeing long lines there at Jordan Grove?
Here at Jordan Grove, the line is not long right now. Early this morning, there were long lines throughout parts of the state. We heard reports that at one Miami-Dade polling place, there were 200 people in line before the polls opened. But those lines seem to have diminished over the course of the day. And now, although we're getting reports that turnout is still high, people seem to be in and out of this polling place anyway in about 20 minutes.
There's a lot of speculation about black turnout, particularly among young voters. Have you seen that there?
You know, the number of people who have come out of this polling place to me, and when I asked them why they were here, they said vote or die, which has become the hip-hop get-out-the-vote theme, is staggering. So the message certainly got out, and the people who came to this polling place at any rate heard it and are repeating it to reporters at just the slightest prompting.
And that vote or die campaign, that of course was P. Diddy and Alicia Keys and Russell Simmons trying to drum up the vote in urban America.
Right. A lot of the major names in hip-hop have been using the vote or die slogan as a way to get young black voters especially to come to the polls this year.
What about the situation across the state? Any irregularities elsewhere?
You know, by this time of the day in 2000, there were widespread reports of problems, butterfly ballots, voters being turned away at polls, things like that. There are isolated reports of problems with provisional balloting, absentee ballots, things like that. But at least at this point, the reports seem to be that things are certainly better than they were in 2000.
And we've heard that there's a virtual army is headed down to Florida in terms of poll watchers and lawyers. Are they all over the polling place there?
They are all over the polling place. Right in front of me, there are about five election protection officials sitting in their lawn chairs. There are two Democratic lawyers, one in the polling place, one outside of the polling place. There's at least one Republican lawyer as well. But for the time that I've been here, they've pretty much just been sitting around. They said that earlier today they clarified a couple of legal points, but that there has not been any major contention here at the Jordan Grove Missionary Baptist Church, and they're hoping it stays that way for the rest of the day.
Hope they have their sunscreen on. Thanks, Ari.
You're welcome.
Ari Shapiro speaking to us from Miami.